What happens today as it relates to anti-doping and medication control?
Well, what happens today is the rules go into effect, the ISO rules for the ADMC program, the anti-doping medication control program. They were officially approved by the FTC on March 27th. There was a court order that delayed the program. And then today was the new start date as ordered by the FTC. So those rules officially go into effect. And essentially, it's now a uniform nationwide federal program that preempts all of the state programs that were running all of the anti-doping programs in each individual state.
Okay. So, yeah, I think I'll go off script a little. I wrote down a couple of questions for you, but I mean, they're not way off script, but so... Does that mean that horses will be tested today in a different way than yesterday?
Well, it depends on what you mean by that question. The horses will still be tested in many of the same ways that currently happen. So what I mean by that is the test type. So could be out of competition testing, could be vets list testing, so sample collections that require a horse to come off a vets list. Definitely a continuance of strong post-race testing nationwide on all races, and then other test types out there that currently exist. The analysis of those samples now will be under a uniform set of specifications at the labs, meaning all horses in all states under ISO jurisdiction will be tested for the same substances at the same screening limits and thresholds. And so that is the major change, is the actual analysis at the laboratory.
Okay. So really from yesterday to today, it wouldn't necessarily mean, or maybe I kind of hear you saying it won't mean testing for any new drugs, any different drugs?
Well, I mean, we have our own testing specifications and panel that we've put together based on, you know, what the laboratories are all capable of doing and making sure that we have a wide range of banned substances that are never allowed to be used in a horse, as well as the continued observation of controlled medications. But laboratories, you know, they always have the ability to try to pick up and create new analysis for new substances, for emerging threats, emerging substances out there. So that has always been there, but it's never been a uniform testing menu across the board. And you know, coming in, I'm not aware, nobody's really aware of what every state was testing for individually.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you mentioned out-of-competition testing. So how much will that be different now?
Well, there's a lot of states that have done out-of-competition testing. I'm not fully aware of what their strategies for out-of-competition testing may have been in the past. But what I can say is, and not to continue to be redundant here, but it is now a nationwide approach. So the 21 states that we have jurisdiction over, we have the ability to test any covered horse, meaning they've been registered with HISA as a covered horse in their portal. We have the ability to track their locations within that portal and target test those horses anywhere in the nation as long as they are a covered horse with HISA. So no more crossing of state borders, meaning that you jump from one jurisdiction to another, and now no matter where that horse is, we can find them and test them.
Okay. And now you mentioned 21 states. Could that I've been a reporter for a long time, but I don't, in racing, I know a little bit about over the time. I've learned a little bit. So how many other states is racing happen beyond the 21?
So, I'm sorry, how many other states have thoroughbred racing?
Right.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of other states with thoroughbred racing. They haven't been part of the HISA program at all because it may just be small meets, state fairs, things like that. There are three states currently not under HISA jurisdiction. Well, I guess four states, two of which have turned off their signal. They're not exporting their signal out of state. So that would be Texas and Nebraska. And then there are two states, Louisiana and West Virginia, that were currently ordered for a stay under current litigation, ongoing litigation in the Fifth Circuit.
Okay. Yeah, I guess in mentioning that, so I'll call it challenging of some HISA, rules. How would you characterize that and what impact that is having or can have?
Well, as I like to tell my staff, we're just going to let the courts and the lawyers do their job. We at HIWU report directly to HISA, and it's HISA who then reports to the FTC. So we don't have any direct contact with the FTC. The challenges are towards the entire HISA program, which are twofold, and we only manage the ADMC program, the Anti-Doping Medication Control Program. HISA manages the other side with the racetrack safety. And HISA is the one that has the legal teams out there facing the challenges. And our job is to start this program today and continue to manage that program until someone tells us otherwise.
Okay. And just a few other questions. Obviously, in the news, our attention has been on horse fatalities, which are not new, but, obviously with more happening, or in fact, there's been a spike. Is there a way to say how many of those may be drug related as opposed to track related?
Yeah, I can't speculate on that. We don't have any jurisdiction to even be a part of those investigations right now. We're excited to now be a part of those ongoing, but I can say that HISA, who has had her jurisdiction this entire time under the racetrack safety, has seemed to put together a great plan, working in cooperation with the tracks, with the racing commissions, and they're doing their due diligence to look into those recent deaths that have been into the news. But I can't speculate on whether those were related to anti-doping or controlled medication matters, or if it was just fluke instances or safety issues with the track.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you think will be the impact, today going forward of this program? What do you think? How's it going to change the sport?
Yeah, I think the key word is uniformity. I've mentioned that several times already, but it's truly a groundbreaking day, in my opinion, in the industry where, as I described earlier, every horse is treated the same way under this program, tested for the same substances. They're all part of a nationwide out of competition plan for the first time. And there's no jumping from jurisdiction to jurisdiction anymore. And so uniformity across the board is going to be key across all the testing processes, across in the laboratories. We will manage our own accreditation program for these labs, nationwide and uniform investigations. as well as a results management process that is gives all the horsemen and the covered persons due process. It's fast, it's efficient, and again, uniform.
Okay, let me check and make sure. I was going to glance at this. And I'm sorry, I did want to ask about the surveillance it part of this. I mean, is that under your jurisdiction? Yeah.
I think what I would refer to surveillance would be the monitoring of horses, again, from a nationwide perspective, and maybe referring to more the investigations of that we have the ability to conduct. So we have our own investigations department in-house that we've created and have building a team of investigators, but we're also still utilizing partnerships with racing commissions and associations under voluntary agreements to make sure that we broaden our footprint of investigators out in the field. And just gathering all of that data now into one nationwide clearinghouse. So we have anonymous whistleblower platforms that can be sent through text messages, emails, also anonymous phone calls, have the ability to work with all of the backstretch workers, the veterinarians, the horsemen, grooms, and they can all feed information to us. And so I think that's what you mean by surveillance, but again, it's now a nationwide approach to gather all that information into one centralized clearinghouse and then use that information for strategic testing.
Okay. Yeah, actually, and I appreciate what you're talking about. I did an interview a while back at Keeneland with the one of the veterinarians here, and he was talking then about the cameras they were installing in barns, like increasing the number of cameras. Is that something that you're involved in?
Not at the moment. We don't have any plans right now to establish our own security camera system. It is something that is a hot topic amongst international jurisdictions, but and it can definitely be a tool. There are a lot of programs that already exist out there. There's nothing that keeps racing commissions from continuing the use of cameras or tracks, by the way. So I think it's a valuable tool and resource for us to continue looking into.
Okay. And then finally, Ben, is there anything else you'd like to add? Haven't touched on.
I don't think so. We're just very excited. It's been, I'm not sure this day would ever come. I mean, it did happen back in March for a quick 4 days before the court order for us to stand down for some additional time. But I think the staff is just very excited to get going, apply all the knowledge and the build out that we've been working on for over a year. And so we're just very excited to get officially started today.